This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with Transport and Environment Convener Leslie McInnes. Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
And I'm also with Daisy Narayanan. I never know how to say your name.
Narayanan, you're close.
And tell me what your role was.
I'm the project director for City Centre Transformation.
And City Centre Transformation has just been given the big green light. How happy are you?
It's been given the green light to go forward into consultation. We'll be coming back in September with a quite comprehensive delivery plan, staged across a number of years, and financial delivery as well attached to it. So that's the next big stage of progress. But now we've shaped it, and we want to gather people's views.
And it would seem that the Edinburgh Evening News readers, at the very least, are up in arms about you banning cars from the city centre. So you have your critics.
Oh, always. But the important thing that we have to remember is that this is essentially a blueprint for the city. People still have plenty of opportunity to comment on it in the course of the coming months. Our consultation opens on Monday. People can contribute through our consultation hub on the city website. What's important is that we have to look at how we can move the city forward. This is a set of coherent, radical ideas that we hope people will embrace and understand.
Daisy, you've been very much at the forefront of coming up with the ideas. Just give us a flavour of some of them.
Can I just go back to what you just said about the evening news and people being a bit worried or concerned about car-free streets? Can I just say there is an equal number of people on the other side saying it's not gone far enough and we need to have a completely car-free city centre? So I think that what this has potentially demonstrated, and I'm quite reassured, is that what it's done is taken quite a balanced view of what the city needs and not what a particular group needs. Just pick up on that a little bit.
Absolutely. And your ideas.
Right, so the ideas have come from the consultation that we went over the autumn. We have a pedestrian priority zone, so very clearly saying that it's people first in the city centre. Within the pedestrian priority zone, we have a network of car-free streets or vehicle-free streets. Of course, within those vehicle-free streets, we have to make sure that there is access for people with disabilities, we have access for businesses, you've got time delivery, so it'll be managed like they do in every other European city. We're talking about a 21st century connection between North and South, Old Town and New Town, which is a bridge, a reimagined bridge, which was there in the 1890s, which I think is pretty exciting. It connects into a part of Old Town, which probably needs to have better connections in, and also right into what we call the jewel, the pedestrian heart of the city centre. We're proposing a free city centre hopper bus, because if we're saying car-free or certain streets are car-free, we need to support people's movements by providing something that can help. We're proposing lifts. Obviously, topography has come up as a big barrier, even for not just people with mobility issues, but generally as a walkable city centre. So very carefully positioned lifts, we're proposing four of them. And lastly, I think what we're proposing is a comprehensive integrated plan, not just transport, but something for businesses and residents and people at its heart.
So you two ladies are now having a well-earned break from the Transport and Environment Committee meeting, but of course there's much more to discuss with low emission zones and all sorts of things. So it seems that yet again transport and environment's an exciting job for you, Leslie.
Yeah, very much so. We are moving at quite a pace in this administration. Today represents a bringing together of different stages of work that we've been doing for the last 2 years really, and we're moving very quickly to try and address some of these issues against clearly the backdrop of the climate emergency. We have to respond. We have to be brave in our decision making, both at the council and in the wider city.
Thank you very much indeed, ladies, for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You can read the full length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.